occupava. And if we stuck a lot of things in his pocket, so that, so that if he, you know, they, and if he had a shirt that wasn't vaporized and he washed it in hot water, it wouldn't.
Right.
Okay. So you say, the one I washed yesterday, okay, and lately every one I've washed has, okay. And the little thing like so with a clasp on top that we always used to carry, that things in.
Okay.
Okay. And then the bigger thing is that you put that in. Okay. Now if it were a real formal one, would you call that a pocketbook too?
No, no, that is, you know. Even bag is what we use it on, even bag, the smaller ones that the building got.
What if it were a great, some great big one, that's okay.
Actually, I call it pocketbook.
Pocketbook, okay.
A handbag.
Okay. The thing you wear around your wrist, that's it.
A watch or a bracelet.
Okay. And the thing you wear around your wrist, the thing you wear around your wrist. Okay. Or you might say it's a chain.
Chain or a bead.
Okay. The thing you wear there to hold up the trousers.
Belt.
Okay. In the old days, they used
to say.
Do you ever call them anything else?
No? I didn't, but I don't think anybody will in
my house. Okay. So, at the head of the bed, you put your head on it.
Okay.
And, there's a lot of people sort of round that goes from one end of the bed to the other. Put your head on. Maybe put a pillow on top of it.
A bolster.
Bolster. If a bolster went from one end of the bed to the other, you would say it went, how far it went, how far it crossed.
That would be the length of the bedroom, and then the length of the bedroom is about 3 inches, 2 inches,
or something. Okay. Would you ever use a phrase like that, flying across, or have you ever heard a phrase like that used?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. Sometimes, if you have a family visiting, I don't know if they do it too much anymore, but if you have a family visiting, and there were a bunch of kids, and there wasn't enough place for anybody to sleep, you might make up a little makeshift bed.
You put pallets on the floor. Yeah, you sleep on his bottom. Well, I'm just trying to let him sleep on the floor.
Okay. Final type question. some low-lying kind of grass that was close to a stream, the name for that? Yeah, okay. Okay. Some land that has water standing in it most of the time.
That might be a swamp.
Okay. Well, if that were down next to the ocean and there was grass growing in it, what would you call it then?
Moss.
Okay. Okay. Let me see, what are some of the different what's the ground around here? What's the soil made up around here? So it's,
some of it's clay.
Okay.
And, sand.
Okay. If you have a marsh in the sand or a swamp and you're trying to get the water off of it, you would put
the erosion.
Okay. And the thing they would dig to get the water off, you call that a
dredge?
Okay.